Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of the lads, very proud of the display that they gave today, representing Cork in a cauldron down here in Waterford. They knew their backs were to the wall, pressure was on. In a way, to the game defining, season defining game, in that lose, you're out, win, and you've another game to play for, and that's where we find ourselves. But like, mostly, I'm just delighted that we got to win, obviously, keeps us our season alive and gives us something to play for next Sunday.
From the very off, there was an edge to Cork's play. They were getting stuck in and they were letting people know we're here to play.
Yeah, I mean, like, we trained really well going into the Clare game and the Limerick game for that matter. But I think the league final was disappointing, as we've all been beaten by 11, whatever it was, forget about it, yeah. But like, that victory or that defeat was kind of in our craw since, and to come down and turn around here today was very pleasing. To win by 6, having lost that by 6, there's a 4-goal turnaround in down here, so that was... That was disappointing, that league final. Then we followed it up with a disappointing performance against Limerick. And we trained really well going into the Clare game, but unfortunately we were very flat. But again, training has gone very well going into this game, and we transferred it to the field.
Coming up to half-time, having played with Wimbledon, we were behind, but finished the half very strongly. That was important.
It was. We were 4 points down at one stage, playing with the wind, but then went in a point up, and that was important because it gave us a platform at half-time, no doubt about it. But like, we were going out playing against a strong breeze in the second half. We knew that the first 10, 15 minutes of that second half would be absolutely critical, and I thought our start to the second half was really good, and it gave us confidence then that, look, you know what, we can stay in this game, and I thought we managed the game really well from there. Obviously some hairy moments, and which you will have in hurling, because it ebbed and flowed, and like, we must, these are a serious team, this Waterford team is a serious team, and we knew that any lapse of concentration, or even when it went into additional time, I still felt like, I mean, a goal here and the game is on again. So that's the calibre team you're playing against, you know.
What we didn't allow Waterford to do was build momentum here at home, and while the Cork support were well outnumbered, they certainly made themselves felt, and that translated onto the field.
It did. I mean, the Cork support was obviously small here today, but look, we were whatever 3-1 outsiders were coming down, and you don't have a big venue anyway, so it was mostly Waterford. But I have to compliment the Cork supporters that were here. God, did they make their voice felt. And that was, even one of the players said inside the dressing room, he said, I thought you said it was only 1,500 or something, 2,000 from Cork. It felt like there was 10,000 there. So that was really, really pleasing for us as a group, that those loyal supporters came down and backed us and brought us home.
Defensively, we were excellent that second half. Never allowed Waterford to sniff a goal chance.
No, defensively, like, I mean, when Tim and I was coming in there, like, we need to get freshen up a little bit, and the versatility of Tim is important. You can play him half back, midfield, half forward, or a full forward line, and we've used him in different positions in training and that. And today, like, he did it up front because we were very solid at the back. And that was obviously very pleasing. Yeah.
And mention Alan Connolly, young lad, on and off team, 2 great goals today.
Yeah, 2 great goals, and really held the ball up well and matured today, because tough environment here, tight pitch, against a very physical team, a very big team. I thought he put on a great shift. But look, I wouldn't, and I find a single out anyone, I thought the team performance, every player that took to the field today, they played for the jersey and put their heart and soul into it. And that's all we can ask of them. Once we get that heart and soul performance from the players, you're either good enough then or you're not.
What we must do now, Kieran, though, is back this up, go to Torres next Sunday and keep control of our own destiny. I know results elsewhere, but we have to produce that again next weekend.
Well, no question, like, today is great, but we still prop up the table, you know, more or less 2 points, it doesn't guarantee us anything, and what this does is keep us alive, that's all it does. But like, we had to back it up next week. Tipperary still have a lifeline as well, so we need to go up next week, and we know it's going to be a massive game for us up in Torres again, and we got to back it up, otherwise this game is all for nothing.
Confidence will be high, you know, and there'll be a buzz in training for the Cup tonight that you will do, which won't be much.
Yeah, I mean, you won't do much this week, because the fellas will be fairly tired and sore after that, but we'll get together now Tuesday night. We'll park this up on tomorrow and start focusing on Tipperary, because that's where all our focus has to be. You know, this is history.
And finally, a word about Patrick Horgan. He surpassed the all-time scorers. Didn't go his way today, but that's some achievement.
It's incredible. Look, I mean, I think there's not much more I can say about Patty that hasn't been said already. Like, this guy has done everything, not just in the Cork context, but in a national context, to be to break that record, number one, to number two, to be still playing after all the belts and trauma he's gone through over the last 15 years, and still be one of the best players in Cork. I think it's a credit to him, and I'm delighted for him to break that record.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.